Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Delta variant's gonna get ya. It's gonna eat ya. Gotta watch out for that thing, man. In this episode, we talk about the Delta variant and its occult meanings. And it's very fascinating. I talk with my buddy Jason out in Colorado. His Instagram handle is Colorado Dank. And a very, very fun guy to talk to, man. This was his first podcast appearance, but you can't tell because we had a fun conversation about some information that I had never really thought about. Nothing about the meaning of Delta has crossed my mind, other than, of course, that meme going around showing the sleep waves. Of course, the deepest sleep is the Delta stage of sleep. And that is kind of interesting. It's like you got to be like 100% asleep to believe that it's real. But according to Colorado Dank here, there is a much more insidious and dark meaning to Delta. Not only, the MK Ultra stages, the idea that you can pick up things with your subconscious when you're in the Delta state that your conscious mind wouldn't pick up. Much, much more here to get into. And it's fascinating. Very, very interesting stuff. So thank you very much, Jason, for your contributions here to Dangerous World Podcast. In the beginning of the show, we start talking about COVID in general, his observations living in Colorado and traveling to Florida, seeing the vast difference in how people interact and how people are, mentally, how people are physically, and just everything in between that. If you notice in the episode any kind of breakups or glitches, there was an epic storm here in Tucson where I'm located in an undisclosed location specifically. I'm not going to talk any shit about the weather because we always need a good rain and thunderstorm here in Tucson. So it was a blast. Cut out one time, but hopefully you all will not notice that. So forgive me if you do, but I had a ton of fun recording this episode with Jason. And I think that you guys really are going to learn some interesting information that you had never heard of before. Not only that the Delta is the triangle in the Greek alphabet, it is connected to all kinds of things. It's connected to Egypt. We get into this esoteric type knowledge of that triangular area that is the Nile, with a specific location smack dab in the center that Jason refers to as that stemming of the Eye of Horus symbol that we see with the eye, with the sun rays shooting out in the pyramid. It's not only Egypt being connected to the pyramids, it's the pyramids sort of paying homage to this Eye of Horus, this golden area for the ancient Egyptian empire. Very, very interesting, man. Talks about Nimrod, Freemasonry a little bit, all kinds of information I hadn't heard of. And if you do stick around and you're a Patreon member, you'll hear my contributions to the MK Ultra stuff, talking about like the alpha phase, beta, theta, omicron, zeta, and you guessed it, delta as well. Delta is a very interesting component to MK Ultra, and just had a blast doing this, man. Again, it's tons of information that I hadn't come across in my years of research. I know Jason's put a lot of effort into research over the last decade or so, he said. So, I mean, it really shows. Star Trek has references to Delta in the occult world as well. So, you know, again, he brings all this information forward, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. And speaking of the Patreon, guys, I'm not trying to sell you too hard, but if you're not a member, you're missing out truly. Only $3, you will hear this episode's full version, along with, I believe, about 40 other episodes and our 30 oldest episodes. So you can see kind of where we started and then where we're at now as a podcast, where Dangerous World is. I hope a lot of you out there are thinking about starting podcasts, or at least supporting other podcasts, because our voice out here is growing, and it's a great thing to get into, not only to learn and to meet new people, it's just freaking fun. It really is. I have a blast doing it. And each one of you guys that go over to patreon.com/dangerousworld and give that $3 or $5 or $10, you get me a little closer to being able to do this full time, which is my goal. And I hope that I'm bringing you information here, whether it be free or paid, that that enriches your life just a little bit. You know what I mean? Dangerousworldstore.com. T-shirts are $17.76. I'm going to add some new shirts, some new designs there this month. And I'm going to try and be much more proactive when it comes to shirt designs. In the past, I've just kind of put designs on there when I think of things. But with all the great new listeners and, of course, the old ones, I never forget you guys. You guys are the best. You know, I do want to show you guys some cool stuff. And if you have any ideas, let me know. I'm always down to put some crazy shit on the website. I'm not afraid of getting banned. You know what I mean? Clearly, with the stuff that we talk about here. So last and very much not least, guys, manscaped.com. Okay. I know that you guys can feel that summer is here 100%. Okay. And if you're ready to unveil that beach body of yours, which I'm not, I haven't been working on shit. Okay. But if you are, you're in luck. Okay. Because our friends over at Manscaped just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. Okay. Complement that summer body with a trim from the world's leader in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. So join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guy summer. Damn it, dude. I freaking said that because this is what happens when you're reading a script. You say shit that you don't really want to. That's like Ron Burgundy when he's like, go F yourself, San Diego. It's fine. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Hot guy summer. Let's own it, okay? Go over to manscaped.com. 20% off for free shipping with promo code DANGER. Okay, that's DANGER for 20% off and free shipping. Awesome, awesome stuff, man. They just sent me this weed whacker where you can trim like your ear hair, which thank God, knock on wood, I don't have much ear hair at all. I haven't been told that I do, at least. Nose hair is an issue with men, okay? And as I've mentioned before, you do not want to date a chick that is attracted to nose hair. So get rid of that nose hair. No one's really attracted to that stuff anyway, man. So with this weed whacker, which is the new thing that they just sent over, you take care of all that stuff. It's awesome. It's got a 9,000 RPM motor and it's dead silent, dude. You can barely hear it. Same as their, as the lawnmower. And so you get all this kind of goods. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I misspoke. The lawnmower is 7,000 RPM. It's a measly seven. Okay. That's pretty interesting though. That's a lot. It moves pretty quick. RPM is revolutions per minute, if you guys didn't know. Okay, so you're getting 7,000. It's a quick little spin. So you're not going to be snagging hairs. You're not going to be tugging shit. You're not going to be bleeding or have any blisters or bumps or any of that stuff. So your lady is not going to think that you've got something going on downstairs, okay? So, guys, please get 20% off and free shipping with the code DANGER at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping with the promo code DANGER at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped, okay? With that being said, guys, I really hope that you enjoy this episode. It's fascinating, awesome, awesome information. Some of the more interesting kind of stuff that I think that we've talked about here. So let me know what you think, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. All right, man. So what's going on in Colorado, and how do you guys feel about this Delta variant shit that they're pushing now?
I would like to say it's like Florida where it's downplayed, but man, it's more crazy here. As far as you go into the stores, there's still people wearing their face masks. It's mainly the Asian culture that's still wearing their face masks.
It's kind of interesting, right? Because like it does seem like there's kind of like there's different groups that really kind of follow along with this stuff. I see in the minority communities mostly, like especially the Black community, the like Latino community or whatever you want to call them, they seem to be the most hesitant about the masks. You know what I mean? White people are just jumping right on board with that shit though.
Yeah, I know. So I hadn't been sick in a couple of years, you know, so I personally don't believe that the COVID is real. I believe it's a lie. I mean, think about it like this. Whenever all these videos came out in 2019 in December, these videos coming out of China, of all places, they say don't trust anything coming out of China, yet they're on board trusting every single video that came out of China. That should be a red flag right there. And these people were seizuring, like they weren't just coughing and sneezing I mean, these people were seizuring and foaming at the mouth in the streets and shaking. It was fake. And
Yeah.
yet that's what they use. I haven't seen that happen in Colorado. I didn't see it happen in Florida. I didn't see anybody sick when I was down in Florida. You know, now somebody gets a cough or a headache and they're like, oh God, I'm suffering from COVID. And I'm like, really? Well, then it must not be that bad. I'll take a headache any day than
Yeah.
seizuring in the streets, you know? So
Well, yeah. And Jason,
I
that's
think
it's
people
funny
are
that you bring that
docile.
up so early, dude, because we were talking a little bit about how it does seem like the psychosomatic shit, which has a lot to do with the Delta, more occult meanings and some of that mind control type stuff, which I'm excited to get into the
Absolutely.
mind control aspect of this Delta thing and, you know, the people pushing the, in heavy quotes, experts on this virus stuff. But yeah, so, and you went down to Florida. It didn't seem like there was anything off about Florida because they aren't wearing
It's
masks down
normal.
there. Yeah,
It was
dude.
normal.
It's, yeah, it's nuts to
This
me.
was I was there last summer too. I haven't been down there this year, but I was down there last summer, and I mean, there were still people going to the beaches, and
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody getting sick. I still haven't honestly seen anybody feverish. Like in when I was in Walmart here in Pueblo or Colorado Springs or Denver, I don't see people sick. I just see people freaking out wearing face masks like it's going to help them. And they even came out and said that it's not going to help you. And then turned around and said, you need to wear two. And it's like, what? And they're
Yeah.
believing it. It shows you how real the mind control is, the MK Ultra.
Well, part of that stuff, especially with the Delta, not the Delta variant, we're going to get into it. And the Delta variant is clearly they chose that name because of the
Specifically, yeah.
symbolism. But that's part of that Delta programming. It's to confuse intentionally. So if you're getting one set of data and then you're like, okay, this is the gospel right now. We need to follow this. Fauci says masks do not work. Then 2 weeks later, Fauci's saying, no, masks absolutely work. And then a year later, oh, two masks or even three masks are better for you, right? And yeah, it adds to the confusion. It adds to that sense of being in fear. And so when people are in fear, they act irrational, they follow without even questioning. And that's part of this whole thing. And it's fascinating when you sent me that stuff, you know, you're talking about how it ties back to like the Egyptian religions and like these ancient things. So let's get into it, Jason, because I find it fascinating. Where do you want to start kind of breaking this whole thing down?
So I would start with what's most relevant, which is Nimrod. So Nimrod is the believed to be the founder of Freemason. He was also believed to be a great hunter. God put him in place so that he could keep the numbers down and kind of keep them in check. He's a descendant of Noah, grandson of Ham. And I mean, this gets into cannibalism. This gets into Satanism. And it's probably the first real occult. It was in Babylon. And he's the founder of Babylon in Nevada, I believe.
And it's interesting. So you're bringing up, so what you're saying here is that Nimrod was an actual person. He wasn't a god.
He was a person, yes.
Wow. 'Cause I've always heard he was a god, dude.
They looked at him as a god, but he's the one that started the occult and worshiped the demon god and did the rituals. I mean, this is where all the occultism, like in the Mayans, and this is where it all came from. I mean, they even worshiped him on Christmas Day. It's not Yeshua or Jesus Christ was not born on December 25th. It's believed that he was born more in the summer area because I believe it was a summer to spring area
Yeah.
because of the weather that was depicted in the Bible.
Yeah, you know, that's fascinating. You bring that up because I was fact checking you live here on air. And according to even, you know, Wikipedia, the most basic of basic shit, Nimrod's a biblical figure mentioned in the book of Genesis and the book of Chronicles, the son of Cush or Cush, and
Cush,
therefore the grandson of Noah. So yeah, you're absolutely right, dude. Look at that, man. I'm fucking, you proving me
it's
wrong on some
crazy.
shit. Yeah, that's
It's
fascinating. Okay, so let's get into it.
crazy. All right, so I'll start with this. So, like I said, he's born on December 25th, which is the high Sabbath of Babylon. Okay, this has nothing to do with worshiping Jesus Christ, the gifts and everything. This is all Nimrod worship, and the gifts were for Nimrod. He's the one that carried the tree. There's pictures of him carrying the tree for the Christmas tree. And so He was the founder of Babylon in the city of Nineveh. Nineveh, I believe, is how it's pronounced. Don't quote me on that.
All right.
In the history of mankind, Nimrod stands unequaled for his symbolism of evil and satanic practices. Okay, so he's like the first occultist. And that's why you got Aleister Crowley and all of them, they're pretty much following his footsteps. He is credited for having founded the Freemasonry and for building the legendary Tower of Babel. In defiance of God's will, in Talmudic, there's that word, in Talmudic literature, he is noted as he who made all the people rebel against God. So he was the first human rebel. And then if you get into Saul Alinsky, Saul Alinsky said less, he said this in his book of Radicals, Rules for Radicals. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. So Saul Alinsky did a straight hat tip to Lucifer in his Rules for Radicals. Now, Obama, not to get off too much of the topic of Nimrod, but Obama worked in the office of Saul Alinsky before he died. And Hillary Clinton, she wrote her thesis in college based on Saul Alinsky, and she was best friends with him, writing to him, meeting him, and things of this nature. She followed the practices.
Dude,
So,
have you seen the actual rules? Like when they like put them in bullet point formation, they are following that shit to a T, dude.
I mean, it's Nimrod worship. That's what it is. And so that's why I connect Trump, Obama, the Bushes, they're all connected in this masonry because we don't elect our presidents. That's a lie. That's something to make us feel good and yet also fight against each other to keep us divided. We don't put them in.
So
They're elected within.
what do you think happened with Trump getting elected, dude? Because there does seem like it seems to be sort of like some sort of power struggle, whether it's like, we are talking about the Great White Brotherhood in a previous episode, the black nobility and the Jesuits, which, Trump and Biden are both Jesuits. It reminded me of that 2004 election with Bush and Kerry, how they're both members of the Skull and Bones. The Jesuits is a fraternal order just like the Skull and Bones. So what do you
It's
think
a
the deal
brotherhood.
was with that, with Trump getting elected in the first place?
Well, he was meant to get elected. To begin with, people have this persona that he wasn't supposed to be elected and he beat Hillary. Well, Hillary wasn't likable. Nobody liked her. But it's to look at what it caused. Look at the division that it caused. Because you have all these people in the colleges that have been brainwashed into thinking Hillary's cares about you and all this. But you have to go back before his election to begin with, even his campaign. He was friends with Hillary and Bill Clinton. He even quoted, Bill Clinton is the best president we've ever had, with the best economy we've ever had. And then he goes and starts trash talking them a year or two later. It does not make sense. I think that he was put into power for the division to create an uproar about the elections. And then when he won, the upset began the radicalism of the BLM, Antifa. And then they're starting to throw in all this white nationalism, which is it's funny because yesterday they found swastikas and saying white nationalism or something like that in a place in Richmond, Virginia, in a grocery store. And they called the police. I saw that on the headlines, and I was like, wow, they're really pushing this, this white nationalism, which
Dude, it's not only the more radicalization of BLM, it's also the submissiveness that it has caused the right to really follow law and order. Because we're starting to see now the police become the police departments, the sheriff's departments, the military even, they're getting these right-leaning people out. And as right-leaning civilians or citizens, I'm not saying that's what you are, but if you're a right-leaning individual as a citizen, you're supposed to respect this radical law and order now. Like, so if the cops come knocking at your door, if they break in with no warrant in the middle of the night, these no-knock warrants that get people killed literally almost every time, it seems, you're
I mean,
supposed
if
to
you
just
have your gun
submit.
cocked and somebody breaks in, you're going to protect your family.
Yeah, you'd think, right? I mean, that's insane, dude. That's crazy that you bring that up. But okay, let's keep going here.
So Hillary Clinton, you know, she went into the Solinsky thing. I mean, which is, she's a witch. She's it's pure witchcraft. What they were doing, you know. And okay, so I, to connect Trump to all this, first of all, he's a he worships Apollo, and Apollo in Egyptian is Osiris, and it's also Abaddon in Hebrew, Osiris's name. And so the Osiris is what I perceive to be the Antichrist for the for many reasons I'm going to go into, speaking on the Delta, especially the Radiant Delta is what it's called in Masonry. And this is a depiction of the sun with a delta and in front of it with an all-seeing eye. And this delta, this radiant delta, is depiction of the eye of God, as they say in Masonry. But their God is not our God. He's not Yahweh. Yahweh is the Hebrew God that we Christians worship. So you got to think about that. They changed it on purpose. God could be anything that you worship, just
With
like
that,
in God we trust.
yes, dude,
Not our God.
that's perfect. And I we were talking about this in a few episodes where they like we call it God because it's a vague term here, you know, and something that
Exactly.
can like everyone can sort of get behind. If you look at other religions and like especially ancient civilians, they had names for their gods, whether it's polytheism or monotheism. And it's fascinating that we take God and real quick, like speaking on your Eye of Horus thing, I know that there's the more Egyptian looking, like the Eye of Horus versus the Eye of Ra. And from what I understand, the only difference is the pupil is filled in on the Eye of Ra.
Yeah, and I believe it's a left eye and a right eye
Yeah,
difference. I may be wrong. I don't have it in front of me, but
that's
the Eye of
fascinating.
Ra is just like we look at the Trinity, you know. It is not just the Eye of Ra. Isis is considered the Eye of Ra. She's considered after after Osiris's death and Horus's rise. She her powers became stronger, and she was considered the Eye of Ra. And so let me dive into a little bit of this, and I'll get back to Trump and Hillary and Obama and how this is all just a setup. It's a farce putting Biden in there, which is it's just to piss people off even more to steal the election the way they did. It wasn't stolen. That was a setup to make it seem like it was stolen, so that when Biden screws everything up, goes hardcore to the paint on knocking on people's doors. He already tried to do a gun confiscation, but it got taken out of the courts. It got, I believe, pushed down by a U.S. judge for our rights being the constitutional rights being broken. But that was just the beginning. They're trying to get on our doorstep, and a lot of that's because of the national emergency that Trump filed, which is still in action. It never was taken off, and people are still going for Trump, even though he's the one pushing this warp speed vaccine, which has now given them the position to come door to door. He even said he's going to mobilize the troops, you know.
Yeah,
But
through DARPA.
you know, and this gets into what the vaccine really is. All right, so the importance of Nimrod in a study of the occult cannot be overemphasized because of the powers given to him by the clothing of Adam and Eve. Nimrod became the first man to rule the whole world. He indulged in this power by launching excesses and horrors which has never been equaled. Ever since the time of Nimrod, Babylon has been the symbol of depravity and lust. And it also gets into where it talks about he's an aunt, his uncle was Canaan, and this is where you get into feasting on strange flesh, where it talks about in the Bible the days of Noah. So they're returning to us eating flesh. That's where you get into Auroribus. And Auroribus, they actually had a skit. It was a depiction of a tail, a snake eating its tail, and this is cannibalism. And it says in the Bible that it will return to the days of Noah. And in those days there were giants. Then these days there was abominations where then the Nephilim came down to earth and created the Rif, I believe it's Rephaim, which is the DNA mixture of the fallen angels with the women.
Oh shit.
So that's what this whole vaccine is about. They're trying to bring us back to the days of Babylon, where there's cannibalism, there's all-out satanic worship everywhere, which you can see people like Ryan Reynolds dressing up as Satan, and his fame is supposed to bring likeness to Satan. It's subliminal, it's all subliminal.
Dude, they
They
were
make
going
someone
so
likable.
hard with that shit in like right around the election. They had those, remember those Satan Nike shoes with Lil Nas X
Nas,
with blood in them? Yeah, that advertisement for like, I think it was a dating site, that Ryan Reynolds dressed up as the devil.
dating site.
And it was like the world was ending, so you can find the devil on I don't know if it was like, what was it, J-Date or some weird freaking it was like some, it was
Don't
some
remember what it was, but
mainstream dating service too. It's not like it was some small company, but yeah, dude, they were going hard with that stuff, and now it seems like it's a little more covert.
well, they had to they do it in waves, just like the stock market. They do it in waves. They get you caught into it, then they'll take it down a little bit, and then as they start bringing it back in, it makes it more normalized. If they just hit us with it hardcore, they're gonna see it. They're gonna rebel against it. But getting back to Lil Nas X, bro, I'm glad you brought that up. And it talks about the serpent and Adam and Eve. He's sitting at the tree, and he's Lil Nas X, and this is an abomination. I mean, he's inverse, man. He's gay. He's pushing very occultist vibe throughout the whole thing with the serpent. He's like pretty much making love to Lucifer.
He's dressed as a female in most of it. And
It's
this is, of course, the video is
transgender.
that Call Me By Your Name video is what it is, which is a reference to pedophilia. The movie Call Me By Your Name, it was like an Italian movie or something where it was kind of one of those like borderline things, like, is this something that's appropriate? It was like, a 17-year-old boy and like a 20-something-year-old man. Very, very interesting, kind of one of those things that, again, is meant to divide people. Some people may be like, he's 17. I'm sure that's probably legal in Italy, but in the US, where it was mostly pushed, it's obviously not. So it's a fascinating little argument there in its own.
So I mean, they want to act like God isn't real, but yet they push Lucifer and the battles between God of Genesis all through our lives. I mean, look at the Apple computer. It's a bite of an apple, and it's the forbidden knowledge that they're giving to us. I mean, you can reach people across the world now. And the funny part about this is it's from CERN. CERN created the internet, and then they released it to us. And CERN not only has done that, but they've created the Stargate that's depicted out of the boat of Ra. So the boat of Ra is depicted also in the Gods of Egypt movie, where he's, Zeus is in, or Ra, I'm sorry, not Zeus, Ra is in a boat, the boat of Ra, and he's floating around the earth, keeping the demons from coming to the earth, defending. But the boat of Ra was depicted as Noah's Ark. And a lot of people, they try to do everything in a mirror image. It's a mockery of God. So everything's done in reverse. And so they mock the Noah's Ark with the boat of Ra. And the boat of Ra is their way, it's like a Stargate. They used it during a certain time of the equinox where they would, I believe it was the fall equinox, where they would gather the energy, I'm guessing from the pyramids. Maybe I'm wrong, but they used the pyramid alignment all over the world, plus the alignment of the stars. Whenever the stars came into alignment, they could then use this energy to travel through the Milky Way on the boat of Ra. And so that's where you get into Stargate. The movie Stargate, they have the portal. The movie, oh, and not only do they have the portal, but when they go into this portal, it's the whole story of Ra. Ra is in the movie. He is looked at as a king in the days. He had to use the boat of Ra, the portal, in order to go to a distant planet after the people rebelled against him. And so then they went over there and rebelled against him on that planet. And they, of course, returned through the Stargate. And the Stargate had all these symbols and numerical hieroglyphs all around it. The
Wow,
same as
dude.
CERN. the same as CERN. CERN has higher, they have new numbers at certain spots all around the Hadron Collider.
That's
And
got to
this
be
is,
a portal too, right? CERN?
it's something. I don't know what it is, but that's what I think. It looks like a portal, even whenever you look at the Hindu goddess
Shiva,
Shiva.
the destroyer,
Yeah,
dude. You know,
the destroyer.
Mother Teresa was baptized in the name of Shiva in India, dude.
I
Not a
believe
lot
it.
of people know that, and that's fascinating. But when you're talking about this stuff and how it relates to Delta, I just want to clarify for people real quick because,
Yeah.
you know, this is an episode about the Delta variant, and
Oh,
he's getting
yes,
into this with the CERN stuff because the triangle is the representation of Delta in, I believe, the Greek alphabet. Am I right about that?
Greek alphabet, yes.
Okay, and so in all, also, I believe in the Semitic alphabet, the triangle is represented of a door or a gateway. So you get like the gateway is the Delta. You get these all over Washington, D.C., these little references to Delta or triangles or the gateway. And CERN could be considered a Delta in more occult or like esoteric terminology because it is a doorway or a portal, whether it's to
A
another
gateway.
realm or another whatever. It's a fascinating connection right there.
It's Lucifer staring through the gateway at us. That's what this is. And it's also mockery of God because God says that he is everywhere. He's I am that I am. And they even mocked him in the Avengers, where Vision said, "I am, I am." That's mockery of God.
Wow.
Yeah, they created something, and then he said that, like the creator, "I am, I am." A lot of people don't catch that.
There's a lot of
So,
mockery going on with God right now, especially even with
God.
these vaccines too. There's something up
Yeah,
where
I'm gonna
they're,
get
you
into
know,
that. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. I won't jump ahead too far, but yeah, dude, it's a weird little deal that they got. But yeah, keep going, man. You're killing it.
Yeah. So now that we've connected Nimrod to the occult, so now you can see where the teachings are coming from, and where cannibalism comes in. So let's get over to Osiris. You see, Osiris is the god of resurrection. He's got green skin. A lot of people take that as reptilian in a sense. And also, Jesus did say, call them all a band of vipers. So they're definitely serpents.
Is this the same
And
thing too with Osiris? Yeah, because you're right. He's the god of the afterlife, the death, the
you're
resurrection, all that stuff. Do you think that this has something to do with like who was it, Saint Peter, who cast the snakes out of Ireland, where clearly there's no snakes in Ireland? It's like along those same lines, right?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that to speak
Yeah.
on it.
Okay.
I'll
Well,
look
yeah,
into it.
dude. I think you're onto something there.
So Osiris is a descendant of Ra, and Ra being the bright morning star. And that's also where you get into Constantine, 321 AD. He stopped the Bible burning. He was a known sun god worshiper of Ra and Osiris. And he then said that he was going to be Christian. So he was the first Roman emperor to become Christian. He stopped the Bible burning and then changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. And now they have everybody worshiping Lucifer on Sunday, which is also mockery of the Sabbath, Sabbato. And I can get into that a little bit later. I just want to give a footing on what's going on. This all
Okay.
comes from Rome, and then Catholicism is also connected to it.
Okay.
So Osiris, where you get the obelisk from, is where Osiris was. He was killed by his brother Set, and Isis is his wife, and his sister, also the sister of Set. And so he got jealous of Osiris, so he tricked him into coming over to a get together. He made a coffin for the guests, put him in the coffin, trapped him in the coffin, and then sent him away down the Nile River. Well, Isis she was depressed about it, so she went and she found him. But when she brought him back, Seth got pissed and chopped him into 14 pieces, then scattered them across the lands. Well, they went and they found him. They found all 13 of the 14 pieces. They could not find his shaft, and that's where the Osiris obelisk comes from. And so what she did was she mummified him all but his shaft, And there's a depiction of him, his sarcophagus with his penis sticking straight up. And the reason that is because she did a ritual on him at, I cannot pronounce this, so forgive me. It's Baabit El Hagar. It's a temple where this resurrection took place. So she resurrected Osiris in the form of Horus, where she got his seed through the ritual. He pierced the heavens, and she's a sky goddess, and gave birth to Horus, which is also, I believe, a sky goddess. He's in the depiction of a hawk. And Isis is a depiction of a bird with wings, and also Osiris is the depiction of the bull. That's where you get the bull horns.
Yeah.
And so after that, that's where they started worshiping the obelisk, and you can see it in,
With this
sorry.
Egyptian thing, are you talking about, is it Behbeit El Hagar?
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
yeah, I think that'd be Bebiet or Bebait. I don't know. But yeah, they speak all kind of crazy over there, dude. It's hard to They use way too many vowels in their shit. So yeah, and then this is right there, right around the Nile, right? I mean, it's in that area, that triangular area.
So it's in the direct center of the Egyptian, the Nile River. So this delta is where all it was pretty much their stomping ground of Ra and all these what I believe are fallen angels that ruled the men of that time. And that's where delta really has significance. And it just happens to be that it's in the center where the eye is of the radiant delta. And so the delta you can see it on Delta Airlines. There's pretty much deltas everywhere. Delta brainwaves. It has a significance in the masonry because they worship Osiris. Osiris is the resurrection of their god Lucifer, which is the Antichrist. And so that's where you get the national monument, and it's over a lake. And the reason it's over a lake is because it's a mirror image, and so it's projected. And that's where you get as above, so below. It's mockery of God, as in the heavens, so below. Everything's a mirror image, everything's in reverse. And I actually saw a really good documentary on this on End Times Production. It's on YouTube. You can look it up, Osiris, and they go into further, deeper detail than I am. Just because they were there, and I don't want to speak on it without actually seeing it in person.
Yeah.
But this is where they did the resurrection of Osiris. And now, so this is the new Babylon. That's why we have the Statue of Liberty, which is Ishtar. You can look around. It's everywhere. We even have the Georgia Guidestone, which is the Lucifer's Ten Commandments, and thou shalt not exceed 500 million people. And that's where we get into the overall satanic worship of this vaccine and everything is to manipulate our DNA. And that and
Yeah.
the thing that I don't understand, for one, is why would you take a vaccine from the government that's free?
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause flu shots aren't free, correct?
You at least had to pay $20 with insurance,
Yeah, dude,
and now
so
it's free.
it's not only that it's free, man. They're offering shit. In Kentucky, they were offering
That's what I'm
guns to
saying.
people, even though supposedly like the federal government is super against us having guns. How the fuck are you gonna offer a gun in Mitch McConnell's state, right? Isn't he from fucking Kentucky? So I mean, that's
I
just
think
a,
so,
it's a complete, it's a joke, dude. And I want to talk about Ishtar. I'm not familiar with Ishtar. You're saying that that is the Statue of Liberty is representative of Ishtar. I always heard it was Isis.
It's the
What
same.
is
In my
it is the
opinion,
same.
it's the same.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same. So some of these goddesses are in they're pretty much a counterpart of the same person. Just like I said, you got Apollo, Apollyon,
Yeah.
Abaddon, it's all Osiris.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So they're all connected in some way.
Just different names for different religions or different,
They're exactly different cultures.
Okay.
Ishtar is Akkadian, I believe, or Sumerian.
Okay.
It's in the Mesopotamian religion. She's a goddess of war and sexual love. But there's depictions of both Isis and Osiris. I mean, Isis and Ishtar with the same radiant light coming from their head, which is the same depiction of the Statue of Liberty. There's also a second one that just was given to us by the French, and the first one came from the French. Now, the person I believe that created the second one's name is Isis.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty ironic. But
Wow. Okay.
the group Isis, they were here to resurrect Osiris. That they even had an interview. I couldn't find the interview on the internet anymore, but I saw an interview with, I believe it was one of the mainstream news media where they actually sat down with one of the Isis leaders, and she asked him, "What are you here for? What is your reason for creating the group ISIS?" And he said it's to bring back the Antichrist through the end of time, so that of course Allah will come back to rescue them, is what they said. And it's actually deeper than that. It's ISIS. I believe ISIS was created by our CIA, and
Sure.
they're heavily into the masonry, into ma the Masonics
Well, dude, how the fuck
order.
can someone from like CNN or Fox or wherever, MSNBC, sit
How
down
could
with
they?
someone like this if they really hated
Exactly.
the United States so much they would
Yeah.
kill this chick or this dude or whoever's interviewing? And I
Yeah.
don't know if you
It
remember
was a chick, though.
Osama. Yeah, dude, Osama bin Laden freaking got interviewed too by a major news network, but the Navy
Yeah.
SEALs couldn't find him for forever. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yeah.
it's
I mean, it's
insane.
ridiculous. Yeah.
It's
And then
it
they
is.
sent him out to the ocean very quick without any evidence. Like, why would you do that unless
Yeah,
it was a cover-up?
exactly, dude. It's so weird, man. People that don't realize this stuff, it's just like
Yeah.
sometimes you got to point it out to people, but then when you point it out to someone and they still don't want to accept it, at that point it's just them not wanting to be wrong about what they thought. And it's a very
Right.
dangerous way to think, dude.
Well, it's MK Ultra at its finest, you know. They have everyone
Yes.
under hypnosis.
Yeah.
So the Delta variant that they're talking about right now, that's going rampant in Florida, of all places, going to Florida, and it's going after the children, it's going after the unvaxxed. I mean, it's like, come on, can you be any more obvious that this is a con? I mean,
Just like
it's a
in
Delta
Texas.
brainwave. It's the radiant Delta. I mean, you can look it up in Masonry. That's why I brought up Nimrod. You know,
Yeah.
this is a we are in the middle of a ritual that is taking place,
Of
and
course.
Trump's at the center of it. That's why he took the money from the WHO and still gave it to the research for the Moderna, which was Bill Gates' foundations for the Moderna vaccine. Now, the RNA back, they said so many times, bro, that this is not a DNA altering vaccine. But when you look at the white papers and what Moderna is, it's a message RNA, which the RNA is a message to your DNA. They're delivering a package to your DNA, and then they're changing it. So they had this superhero vaccine, which I think is ironic that they're coming out with it now, saying that it's just like the Myrna vaccine. So it says the vaccine works similar to the Myrna COVID-19 vaccines. It supplies a person's DNA with a toolkit that can rewrite the DNA to acquire genes that make a person more resilient to certain conditions.
Wow. And you're calling the Myrna, when you refer to Myrna, this is the mRNA vaccine, correct?
Yeah, that's what I call it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I like it, dude. I'm gonna start calling it that too, the Myrna vaccine. Yeah, that's
I
dude,
kind of
and
mock it.
that superhero vaccine that they're coming out with, aren't
Yeah,
they
that's what
like
I'm talking
promoting
about.
it
Yeah.
like that in China?
I'm not sure about China, but you see, the thing about China is they've openly came out with CRISPR technology that they are using it on people. They are creating genetically modified humans already by removing genomes that they don't want in their babies. And so they're already working on this technology. And so all this stuff is coming out of China because that's where the occult is able to get away with all this. That's why they're using China. See, China's not really their enemy. They just use them as their enemy.
Oh, of course
But
not. Yeah.
the deep state is in China. The deep state is in Russia. The deep state's in Syria. I mean, they're everywhere. These occultic practices go all over. And like you said earlier in the beginning, it's a brotherhood. they are all connected and intertwined, and that's how everything can move in unison all across the world at the same time without any rejection from these governments that are supposed to be against each other. You know, if they were against each other, don't you think they'd be questioning it? Questioning a vaccine from China or China questioning a vaccine from America? They're not. They're still pushing them.
Yeah, I
And
mean, like we always say, it's all theater. It's all to get people uptight. I find myself more often than not falling into the left versus right paradigm. But every time I check myself on that, I try to at least. But I will stand by my whole idea that people that lean very far to the left as citizens of the U.S., not the politicians. The politicians are all scumbags. But the left-leaning citizens that really do believe Black Lives Matter is to help Black people, that really believe that it's okay for transgenders to show their dicks to females in female bathrooms, those people are just insane to me, dude. So I don't know, man. They're very good at what they do, to say the least.
Absolutely. You know, there's a video on a guy. I don't have the information directly, but he was talking about we need to be smaller. We need to genetically modify ourselves to be smaller so that we can use less carbon dioxide, less resources. You know, they keep talking about us using all their resources, and like with Bill Gates. And I really think what this vaccine is and why they're using all of these rituals like the Delta variant, they're getting everyone used to the idea that it's okay through brainwashing, through MK Ultra, and it's working. I know people that have already taken these vaccines, and God knows what's going to happen to them because, like I just stated, they said this is just like the COVID-19 vaccine. But they said the COVID-19 vaccines don't manipulate your DNA, but they're literally coming out saying that it does in
Dude,
this statement right here.
what you say right there too, because they have admitted that they want to get back to a feudal system, of course, off the record. But if they're making us smaller and trying to make us, use less resources, so when you say smaller, we're going to weigh less, we're going to be less in height. That is exactly what feudalism is. The serfs were smaller than the royalty because they were so malnourished for generations. So this isn't going to happen tomorrow, but they are trying to create this world where the people that are being injected with these vaccines, if what you're saying is true, their offspring, if they're able to have them, are going to be extremely small. They're not going to need as much food. They're not going to need as much water or sunlight or any of the other natural resources that us as humans today do need, right?
I mean, that's the way that I'm looking at it, but they are going to need to reduce the population down to 500 million. That's the first rule on the Georgia Guidestone, you know, and it's mockery of God because it's the opposite of what God told us. He told us to now go out and seed the earth. He never said keep the numbers down, one child, two children. He didn't ever say that. You know, that's the occult. And so there was a video, music video by Pharrell Williams and Snoop Dogg. Now they turned Hollywood into a pyramid, like pyramids everywhere. It turned it into Egypt. And in this video, I sent the two pictures to you. It shows this is all what we're talking about with the mRNA vaccine is that they want to make themselves into gods. It's not about us being included, but they say, "Hey, follow me, and I can make you a god." That's what the whole message is in the whole video. It even has a mural of Anubis breathing smoke into this girl's body. She breathes it in, and then the next picture it shows her turning into a god. Now, and Anubis is known for he holds this ankh. It's spelled ankh. The ankh or key of life is an ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic symbol that was most commonly used in the writing and in Egyptian art to represent the word for life. And he has this ankh in his hand, so he is giving her life to become a goddess. And the next picture it shows that she has become a goddess and she's got wings. And then the next picture, it shows her and Snoop Dogg riding in the clouds in a gold Cadillac. So I mean, their whole mission is to become gods. That's why you have Elon Musk working on this transhumanism through Neuralink, where he's already got a monkey playing video games with no hands, just his brain. they're wanting to be transhuman. They're wanting to transcend our human form. They think we are just a bag of sweat and bones. You know, they don't believe we are worth living. They believe that Lucifer, the greatest rebel, will give them this godlike appearance if they follow his footsteps. They really believe they'll be gods among men, like in the movie Gods of Egypt. But I mean, it's a lie. It's all a lie. Look at Adam and Eve.
Sure, dude. And yeah, and then that Lilith chick gets in there too. That would be like instead of having the two, you have the three. And that is like with the Delta variant and how it represents that triangle. And you're talking about the altering of the human DNA. From what I read, it's essentially like God DNA or human DNA, humanity. Their DNA, it's that double helix, right? And what they're trying to do is make it a triple helix, and this will be immortal DNA or Luciferian type DNA. So yeah, they're
This
instead of
is
us,
Raheem, yeah.
yeah, dude, instead of us being made in the image of God, we're going to be in the future the image of Lucifer, the light bringer.
Yeah, that's what I'm, that's the light bearer, which is also mockery of Jesus because he said he's the light of the world. Now, I think it's funny that you brought that up because that's exactly where I was going. So
Perfect.
if you look at this depiction of the radiant delta, so you got the sun behind the delta, and then you had the eye inside. Now, the delta is 1,000 points of light, and Bush talks about it, and Trump even reiterates that. He's like, what is Bush talking about? The 1,000 points of light. So that's they're all coming out. They have to say these things, even though Trump has to appear that he's on the side of our Lord, on the side with Yeshua. He's actually not. He's on the side of Lucifer. That's why he had to bring up the 1,000 points of light. And now if you look at Constantine, so Constantine not only changed Sunday, Saturday to Sundays, which is an abomination because the God gave us that day to rest in Genesis. Not only did they do that, and they changed it to the day of partying because it's the last day of the week.
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, it's the last day of the week. So then they turned it into, instead of a day of worship, a day of partying
Wow.
and doing things of foolery. There's a reason for that. And so not only is Constantine involved in this, that's where you get the sun staff. If you ever if you look into Catholicism, they have a sun staff, and the Pope holds this sun staff. Now, they brought the obelisk from Egypt. They did three exorcisms on it. I believe it was John Pope III. He did three exorcisms on it. He said there's legions of demons inside of this thing. And so he did all these exorcisms, and now they worship every Sunday with that sun staff pointed up there to the obelisk of Osiris, the shaft, which is in significance because it's the resurrection of Osiris. Now, there's many depictions of it online, but they all have 1,000 points of light around it. If you look into the bushes, Senior Bush, he was the head of the CIA, and that's why I said I believe ISIS is from the CIA because it's to do so heavily with masonry. And he was a head 33rd. So obviously they're gonna have FBI, CIA. I mean, look at all this pedophilia that's going on right now in the FBI. Like there's they're being arrested for all these heinous crimes, yet they're supposed to be the ones looking over us. And they're demolishing, what they're doing is they're demolishing the image of the elites that we looked at for protection, the FBI, all the alphabet agencies. And they're letting people realize, like, hey, these people are not on our side. So it's going to be a lot easier to dispose of them for the New World Order,
Wow,
for the one world, for the one world order,
yeah, dude.
you
So, are
know?
you saying? So, you're saying right now that Bush Senior was a 33rd degree Mason, which I hadn't heard before, but I
Or
wouldn't doubt it.
maybe above. I mean, he
Like
has a
extra
thousand
degree.
point. Yeah, he may be the. He may be. I think he's a master. I had to look it up more, but I believe he's up there. He's at least 33rd.
Well, and it's interesting that we have so much focus on that 33rd, because they make it seem like to the public that the 33rd degree is the highest you can go. And they use that 33 for several reasons, which I've talked about a few times on the show. Obviously, the 33 vertebrae in the human spine, the crown chakra sits on top. One that I hadn't heard before until doing this research was when you take 33 or 3 times 3, you get 9, which is the number of man. 9 is like the single number of man, right? That's why, like, Juice WRLD, before he died, he used that 999. A lot of people thought that was an inversion of 666, but it was sort of a tribute to being like the highest level of human servant, probably most likely to the Masonic god, which is Lucifer.
Put 999 over a lake and it'll be a mirror image of 666.
Of course.
Because everything they do is inversion.
Yeah.
So, Juice WRLD, that's, I don't want to get into Juice WRLD right now, just because I can go pretty deep on that and the occultists, his sacrifice, the 21 club. I mean, there's a lot there about them giving their soul, the lies that Lucifer gives you, a fortune and fame, and then it comes. There's always a payment due at the end. The check always comes due.
Is there other people part of that 21 club? Because 27 club was the thing, and then now it's. Are you saying like the 21 club's the new 27 club?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Is there other people that you can think of that died at 21 that were high up like that, off the top of your head, or no?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No, I just find it fascinating, because he did say, he was like, fuck dying at 27. I'm going to die at 21 and all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, interesting. Yeah.
Well, getting into 33, see, Jesus died at 33.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day that he died. He died on a cross. That's why he's shown on a cross in Catholicism. It's not to worship what he did. It's mockery of what Lucifer did to him. That's the way I take it. I mean, if I die by a gun, please do not hold up the gun and say, "Oh, he did all these great things for me. I'm gonna remember you by this gun," because that's how they killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, do you go to the White House and they have the gun that JFK was killed with, or the gun that Lincoln was killed with? They don't have any of those things, because it's a form of mockery, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and it even says we should hold no items in the heavens, on earth, beneath the oceans. We should have no idolatry. Yet they have this item, which is funny, because the true cross, and the reason we worship the cross, or I don't, but the reason Christians have been tricked into it, is for the simple fact that Constantine is a sun god worshiper. His mom went and found the true cross. And then that's where the worship really started to take place. It's all from the sun god worshipers.
Of course. You know? Of course.
I mean, that's like their trophy. That's their trophy, you know? Just like off Predator, when he kills somebody, holds their head up. That's my trophy.
Yes, dude. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, people might get mad about that. I know my family does, but that's the way I look at it.
Are you religious, or is your family religious?
Oh, I'm religious. Yeah. I'm religious. I'm Christian. I don't have a denomination, because I don't believe in that. You're either for him or you're against him.
Gotcha.
And he says that. He says that many times in the Bible. If you're not against me, then you're an antichrist. So the 33, whenever Lucifer and the angels were cast from heaven as a lightning bolt coming to earth, and there's a lot of, that's where you get Apollo and the lightning bolts, or you get Harry Potter with the lightning bolt on his forehead. It's all about how Lucifer came to earth. That's their god.
Mm.
And so he brought a third of the angels with him, which would be 33. That's the way that I take that. It's 33 point, you know, whatever, but it's still 33. So 33 has a lot of significance. And whenever you're speaking about the 33rd degree, also that, people
that lightning bolt shit made me think of Harry Potter, dude. He's got that birthmark, supposedly.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's got a birthmark on the forehead. And
damn.
There's a Thor with the lightning bolt. There's a lot.
The Nazis, all kinds of different groups use those lightning bolts. Yeah.
Yep. And then if you look at the swastika, it's a spinning. And once it's spinning, that can remind you of the hypnosis. that they're putting us under, like MK Ultra. It's in the form of spinning. This image that I sent to you is, it's got tr the Trinity at the top. It's got the swastika in the middle of a circle, and it's in the form of spinning. And then you also had the snake in a circle, and it's around the Star of David with the key of life in the middle. And this key of life is, like I told you, it's called the Ankh, and it's what Anubis holds. He's the one that the life bringer. And so they're, I mean, they are pretty much saying they're bringing to life through devil worship. It's all about the resurrection of Osiris. It has two deltas, a delta pointing up and a delta pointing down. And the delta, this is another thing I want to say about the delta. So the all-seeing eye, God said he's everywhere. He says, I am, I am. I was here before, I'll be here after, just like Yeshua said. And in that statement, Lucifer's way of mocking him is the all-seeing eye. He says that he is everywhere, he can see everywhere. And I believe this is what the 5G is also for. So I'm trying to come into full circle. This is what I experienced when I worked at T-Mobile. So they showed me a video in 2017 or 2018. And this video was, they were proud they're going to be the first 5G representatives of 5G. And they said that 5G is unlike 4G or 3G's its counterparts. They said 5G will be able to collect data on every living thing on the planet, rocks, planes, buildings. And I take that as surveillance. They're going to be able to see.
All right, everybody, that wraps up this episode's free portion. If you'd like an additional 30 minutes, please head on over to patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast for additional information on the Delta esoteric meaning, including MK Ultra and some other very, very interesting stuff that I haven't heard anywhere else. Thank you all.